AircheckDownloads.com.
Oh yes, doesn't that sound great? You're still the one. And it's true. It's music from Orleans from 1976, getting things underway for us this afternoon. And welcome along. It's Bob Harris here, sitting in for the great Johnny Walker and joining the Sounds of the 70s family this afternoon. I've got some fantastic music set up for you. So between now and 5 o'clock, it's anything that's rock and roll. Still vividly remember seeing Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for the first time at a club called the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip in Los Angeles in 1977. We were there with the old Grover Sutest and did some filming with them, which is still part of the DVD that the band put out some time ago. Anyway, that's a song from their debut album, 1977 it was. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, anything that's rock and roll. So yes, it's Bob Harris here with you. I'm so happy to be sitting in this week and next for Johnny Walker, and I've got really a wonderful program set up for you between now and 5 o'clock. We'll be taking a look at this week in music with some notable birthdays and stories today, including some wonderful archive from Dolly Parton, Billy Ocean, and Simon Kirk from Bad Company. One of a Kind will be here in the second hour of the show, and Matthew Pettifer is a loyal listener who's chosen this week's quirky track from a legend of French electronic music. Hey, Matthew, I'll be hearing from you a little later on. In place of Johnny's jukebox for the next couple of weeks, I thought it might be nice to dive into the amazing sound archive from the old Grey Whistle Test. So today there's a beautiful recording from 50 years ago, back in the very, very early days of the show, from the one and only Bill Withers. Great music too, as I mentioned, Bruce Springsteen, Joni Mitchell, Stevie Wonder. Plus, I'd really love to hear from you. If you'd like to text me, 88291, or tweet us on Twitter, it's at BBC Radio 2, and the email address is the same as it always is. It's walker@bbc.co.uk. In particular, let me know how you first got into music, some of your memories from the 70s of hearing bands like Led Zeppelin and Queen, you know, for the first time. Please let me know how you got into music, and the fact that you've stayed with music all these years. 88291 is our text line number. As I say, you can tweet us at BBC Radio 2, and on email it's walker@bbc.co.uk. And the radio is playing that forgotten song. From the top 10 of this very week in 1974, Radar Love from Golden Earrings, still sounding great too. And I must say, this is a wonderful full circle moment for me, because I made my broadcasting debut on the original Sounds of the 70s in 1970, all those years ago. And one of the people that I most featured in session in those very early days was this man, Cat Stevens. Beautiful piano playing from Rick Wakeman. And it's amazing to think now that in those days, in the early 70s, the BBC was only allowed 20 minutes needle time each hour. So to fill the time, we used to have a load of live sessions, and I thought it set a great precedent, actually, because it's always good to have live music on the radio. But Cat Stevens was climbing the UK chart this week in 1972, the song released from Teaser and the Fire Cat, and what a lovely album that is too. Cat Stevens and Morning Has Broken. And just while we're on the subject of chart things, well, this from the top five of this week in 1976 from 10cc. And it was kind of art rock, wasn't it? Art for art's sake, 10cc from the top five of this week in 1976, and also played to wish a very happy birthday this week to Eric Stewart from 10cc, who'll be 77 this coming Thursday. Happy birthday, Eric. Thanks very much for all the correspondence coming into the show this afternoon. 88291 is our text line number, and of course you can email jw@bbc.co.uk. The email address is still walker@bbc.co.uk, and on Twitter we're at BBC Radio 2. Just want to say hello to Barry and Jackie in Rochester, a big Janicean fan myself too. Hello Bob, listening to your show brings back lots of memories of our time and music loves in the 70s. Met my hubby Kevin at a Faces concert in 1971 at the Mayfair in Newcastle. He had the Rod Stewart haircut and a blue satin suit. We'll be married 49 years this year and have followed Rod all this time. Looking forward to another concert in Newcastle, maybe next year. Love the show, Karen and Kevin. Thank you very much to both of you. I'm glad you're enjoying it. And Tristan Maddox says, I got into music via my dad. When I was a toddler, he put on a record and a car started in the left speaker and seemingly drove through my living room and exited through the right-hand speaker. It was Autobahn. By Kraftwerk, of course.
Aircheckdownloads.com.